Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer. Inside the evidence, behind the headlines, from someone who's been there. Here now, Jennifer Coffendaffer.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Hey, listen, I wanted to get caught up again from last night's news. This is going to be a nice, quick live, but I think it's really important to keep the latest out there so everybody is apprised of facts and the overall situation. I want to first talk about Mexico, and I want to talk about the fact that there was a guy, actually U.S. citizen, his name was Luis Ramon. He was tracked by kidnappers back in 2019 in the Tucson area, actually about 60 miles north of Tucson, but still right in that area close to the border. He was literally tracked using a GPS tracking device, nabbed, thrown in a trunk, and the abductors brought him across the border. Within 2 days, his family was contacted. Actually, the demand was $500,000. I talked a little bit about this on the phone, or I mean, on the live yesterday with Turkey. Love the Turkey. Anyway, it was $500,000. The Bureau was involved from the very beginning. They involved Mexican authorities, and he was rescued. Three abductors were incarcerated and arrested. So it was a really good case and really well done in a normal type kidnapping case. I just wanted to throw that out there. That is, if you're talking a cartel, organized kidnapping, that's what you're looking for. We don't have that here. So I just want to make that clear, that I wanted to give you all an example if you even wanted to look that case up, so you can see the difference between an organized Mexican kidnapping group type hit and what we saw here with Nancy Guthrie. I want to also talk about, though, the fact that she could be in Mexico. Listen, if this were me, that night I would have taken her and driven her across. I think people, some may not understand how easy it is to get to Mexico. Flash a passport, you're in. Now, getting back's a whole different story, but getting in, it's in. Walk in, drive in, boat in, it doesn't matter. Fly in, it's an easy process. Look at the passport stamp, you're gone. They want us in. They love to have U.S. citizens in because we spend money. So the Gates, the flood. Nobody wants to go to Mexico except to vacation in their beautiful beaches and water. And by the way, I highly recommend the U.S. Virgin Islands. There's no reason to go to Mexico right now. It's a hot mess. No people still left to go there. That's great. I'm just saying, if you want to make a safer choice where you're not a foreigner and don't risk getting kidnapped yourself, because it happens all the time, I highly recommend the beautiful U.S. Virgin Islands. There's three of them to choose from, and they're both all three fantastic. I'm biased because I lived there for so long. Nevertheless, I want to talk about the fact that I think it's very plausible that she could have been taken there. Now, law enforcement has seemed to just be looking in this area, in this two-mile radius, for a long time with their sniffers and their canvassing and their search and foot patrols. But I'm telling you, that's what makes sense to me. I think they've probably definitely had lookouts and all sorts of bolos and things that were done way before this came into the news about them looking in Mexico. So I'm sure it was just leaked recently. So I don't believe this is a ball that was necessarily dropped, but I think it also could be a ball that they're picking back up after the initial lookouts and running with it right now. And it makes all the sense in the world to me. Look, Nancy hasn't been seen, deceased, alive, nothing of her. How can that be if she's still right in that area? It could be. There's the desert right there. I've talked about 4,000 bodies found in that desert. And that's just the ones that have been found. That's the best place, you know, the Nevada and Arizona desert areas, New Mexico, perfect places to discard bodies. I'm not saying Nancy is not alive. I'm not giving up hope. I'm just looking at the different plausible possibilities right now. So the fact that they're revisiting that or continuing to visit that and it's just getting leaked, I really, really think it's a great move. So I don't discount Mexico at all. As I said, that's what I would have done. But we don't know. Okay. Secondarily, I want to talk about, and I need to get her face up here, not mine. Secondarily, I want to talk about TMZ. I just want to discuss a little bit. First of all, I've gotten along great with those guys. I really enjoyed being on their show a couple times, especially to talk about Luigi Mangione. I had a lot of thoughts on that, that thankfully, you know, you take stabs at different things you see, and those stabs worked out, meaning I try to look at facts that are known. And in that case, it was particularly regarding what was written on those casings that ended up, you know, not wholly being from that book that was talked about, but really it was a retribution against that CEO. And I believe that's still what the motive is. And they've been great about having me on, particularly when I have theories on different cases. And so I appreciate that. And I also will tell you, TMZ, when it came to like the footage in the Charlie Kirk case, they had it before anybody, of the of Tyler Robinson in that neighborhood. They had that before anyone. And they've had a lot of great reporting regarding Celeste Rivas. So when it comes to a lot of what TMZ does, I think they really do it well. They have, I think, 8 million or something subscribers on YouTube. I mean, just to compare, I have almost none. I certainly am not doing this for the money, but I enjoy interacting with y'all and getting a case and facts out there. I love having a platform where hopefully you see this is not about drama. This is not about getting on and posting material of somebody else and putting people down and all the other stuff I see, just trash channels on true crime. It's unbelievable. But nevertheless, hopefully I provide that for you. And I love talking with the guests and everything. It's so great. I'm going to have more and more on as I get more active. But I wanted to mention that, you know, this whole ransom note thing, I think if they just would stop doing it, I think the notes would stop coming in. I think it truly is a game, and they're just wanting to get their name out there and look at what we're doing. And again, I base that on the fact that notes were sent to two local channels. That wasn't enough for them when they didn't get the play. 12 hours later, they sent the same note to TMZ. Of course, TMZ came out And so again, I really do appreciate a lot of the work that TMZ does. I think they've done great in entertainment reporting, especially. That's what I think of them more is, you know, when you want to get the skinny on an actor and actress. And again, I don't watch TV. I don't know much about, I mean, right now I have been mentoring a very famous actress, and it was terrible. I didn't even know who she was. And she's amazing, by the way. And I can't wait to talk all about her and her new show when it comes out and plug that. Just spoke with her about getting to go to the premiere. I am so excited. But I'm just not I don't know about celebrities. TMZ does. And that, I tell you, if you're wanting to know about what schmuck is going on with who in Hollywood, that's the channel to watch. So anyway, but I do want to say, when it comes to these ransom notes, I do wish that they would make the executive decision not to talk about them anymore. It's just feeding these sickos that are doing this. Okay, I'm going to rush right along now. I want to talk about some of the sleuth information very briefly. Listen, I know that, how about this? I'll talk about this really first. Who are these two people? Yes, I believe they were locksmiths that went in there. Why did they go in there? Was it about a safe? It could have been about a safe. But as I thought about that more, I thought, I don't know about a safe. I'm just not sure that the family would care about getting into a safe right now. But they might. There might be something in there that they could have seen as a clue. So I think that is a possibility. The other possibility, I thought, did they get in there to fix a lock, any sort of lock that would have been from the garage door to the house? Again, I don't see any damage in the back. I don't see any damage in the front. But could the garage door lock been breached? So could they have been called in there? Finally, on, day 17 to get that squared away? Could that have been? It's a little late, but maybe that is what they did. But nevertheless, I think those are two very viable options. I want to talk a little bit about the sleuth information again. I have one picture I want to put up here. And this is that tarp that was behind that Range Rover that was towed on the Friday night, last Friday night execution of search warrants. And I say warrants because it was both the car and the house. And then they seized that car. I thought it was interesting. They put the tarp up. A lot of people speculated it was because of the weather. It was not because of the weather. That tarp went up specifically to hide something in the back. That's what happened. As far as what the sleuths are saying, yes, I've seen all the pictures. Yes, I know who they have identified. Yes, I understand the criminality of some of the people involved in that. I just am not ready. I just haven't seen enough. And this is the bigger thing. I think when they would have had them detained, they would have had a polygraph. I understand. And I think they would have also DNA checked them. Yes, not against CODIS. That wouldn't be what's important. It's to check them against the DNA in the glove that was found in the unknown DNA in the house. Could they still be involved in Not Match? Yes. Could they be involved in this? And the sleuths, who, I love sleuths. Everybody knows I love sleuths. I work with sleuths every day. I think they're amazing. But that's the good sleuths. There's some really trash sleuths out there that just love to post stuff for clicks. Take as an example, the guy that was 5 miles away, the vagrant with the double backpacks, just trying to get into a lock that didn't even match up with the time frame and didn't match up in any way with this case. No way. And I came out very early and said that. Actually, that picture was sent to me probably 12 hours before TMZ, 24 hours, I think, before TMZ busted kind of it all open. And at the time, you know, I said, nah, this isn't involved, because it seemed very obvious to me from the distance and from the timing and just the overall look and what was happening. I mean, the guy's over there vaping, you know, this isn't a guy that's getting ready to commit the biggest kidnapping of his life, of anybody's life. So anyway, it's just stuff like that. It's fine to throw stuff out there. Hey, what do you guys think about this? But that got so spun up and it was so ridiculous. So just watch who you're really monitoring as a good sleuth. I think that that's important. And of course, all the people who really, and I'm not talking about discussing Annie and discussing clues regarding Tommaso Siena. Of course, that needed to be discussed to a degree, but the name blaming and pointing for some slews, I did not agree with that, and I didn't participate. I wasn't convinced. Okay, so that's why I'm not convinced yet. And until I feel like, wow, I've got this nailed down, I'm not going to come forward. But I tell you, that whole Range Rover thing, I do find extremely interesting. Finally, and this last thing I'm going to touch on this morning, I want to touch on all these people that are literally still blaming the Guthrie family. Savannah still going with some premise that she wasn't doing well or whatever, and was worried about her position, blah, 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 or that it's her husband and his. No, they have been cleared. This happened in the Idaho case specifically for the same reason. We are in a different day and age in investigations now, where when you have high profile, it is the right thing to do to clear. If, you know, I might have some people in law enforcement, even the Bureau retired, that don't agree with me. That's my position. There is no reason to drag people through the mud, and that transparency I thought was very important. Did the Bureau write that statement? Absolutely not. But did the Bureau concur? Absolutely. Been behind the scenes, worked these cases, assigned for 15 years to local departments, working cases, working gangs where there's kidnappings and murders and violent crime. And this was the right thing to do. I want you to take, and this is why I posted this. This was Savannah Guthrie after she had a procedure or surgery of some type done on her vocal cords. I guess she was, you know, starting to lose her voice. And it's so funny. My husband's starting to lose his voice, and he doesn't talk enough to lose his voice. I should be the one losing my voice because I talk way too much. Nevertheless, she got the surgery to assist with the vocal cords, apparently. So this is when she first came back, January 2026. So this is a very recent picture. I want to put up a still from her last plea. For all of those out there saying that Savannah is involved, that her husband's involved, that the family isn't cleared, this is what you're doing to Savannah. It's bad enough that Nancy Guthrie, her mother, still is unaccounted for. That's terrible enough. It's bad enough that she has to listen to reports about these ransom notes and just be absolutely, you know, tortured with that. That's bad. That's all very bad. But to have the sister she loves, and you can see it, just please look at pictures of them. And I should have brought a bunch of pictures to put up. This is going to be a short one. Pictures of them together. Pictures of her brother. Her husband just flew out to Tucson to be with her. A lot of people thought that that Savannah had left and gone to Florida and were asking me about that. No, she's still in Tucson, and her husband flew out there to be there. I had to do some looking into that. This is the face, again, I want to show her just weeks before. This is an in-studio. This was at her house. I tried to find something as natural as I could. This is what joy and upbeat and happiness does to one's face. This is what worry, angst, torture does to one. And by everybody accusing the people she loves the most in this world, one of the people she loved the most is unaccounted for. The other is her husband, the father of her children, that people are still going after, and still going after Tommaso and the sister. It's done. She reads this. I guarantee you this. I believe her background is as an attorney. She's a journalist. She is out there trying to find any clues she can. She's begging and pleading, using phraseology and overarching themes for, from her own book. Again, I brought up that that book, both books she wrote are sold at Walmart. I was thinking, wow, one-stop shop for this guy. The shirt was sold there. The holster was sold there. The backpack was sold exclusively there. And by the way, it was exclusively there. I double-checked that fact. Kelly Roberts, who I absolutely love, I don't want to go too much into who she is, but she has a background people should take note of and really watch her platform and watch what she has to say. She has a very extensive background in investigations, and I really appreciate her insight. But she was asking about that, and I needed to get back to her to say, yes, that backpack was exclusively sold by Walmart. It's their signature backpack. Anyway. The bottom line is her books were both sold there. Are these books definitely something that inspired this? I don't know, but I guarantee it's a possibility. And it's a possibility I would be looking into. I'd also see who bought those books. Yes, the backpack, the clothing, the holster, all of this could have been bought 2 years ago, could have been given to the guy. There's a lot of possibilities, but you can bet they have to ferret out whether this could lead to him. Finally, I just want to say, for all of the naysayers, all the people worried about this going cold, this isn't going to go cold. You know why? Because someone knows the guy on that porch. They recognize those eyebrows. They recognize the gait. They recognize the clothing. They're going to see that backpack. They know about that ring he wore underneath that glove. They know what's in that pocket. They know that this is their... Just imagine if this were your husband or this were your father or sibling. You'd be like, oh my God, that's him. What I would love to see is $1 million put on this. I would love to see Nancy pledge 800,000. We're at, I think, 200,000 right now, thanks to a private donor. I brought that up within probably 1 hour of him donating that because it was so important to point out who he was. I named him. I put him in my Twitter space. I mean, what a wonderful gentleman. And I hope, if I were Nancy, I would match that $1 million and hopefully the equally disgusting schmucks who are not coming forward with the identity of this person to solve this case. They can even do it anonymously. Give the name, give the location, give how you know, give it over to law enforcement. But my gosh, the fact that whoever sees this isn't doing that is sick. And again, they're just as sick. And I hope that if that isn't how this case is solved, that they are equally prosecuted. Maybe not equally, but they're prosecuted. All right, everybody, I've got to run. Thank you so much. Again, let's see. Got my yellow on, I don't have too much going on today other than work and an important match. Everyone have a blessed day. And until next time, may justice be served for Nancy Guthrie.
Want to break the case with Jennifer Coffendaffer even more? Then press subscribe right now and join Jen on YouTube. Just search Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer now.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.